Welcome back to our ongoing coverage of 2014 Saints training camp here from the Greenbrier with John DeShazer. I'm Sean Kelly, and we're going to try something new today. Of course, we want to give you all the news and notes that you'll need and video and highlights of training camp, but we want to interact with you all as well and have a little fun along the way. So here today as the Saints begin camp, we're going to try a new feature out, and we thought we'd put my man in the spotlight here and go with a new segment called Ask JD. What do you think, my friend?
Oh, I guess this is to show my lack of knowledge about the team, but let's give it a shot
here. All right, so here's how it'll work. As you all are tweeting about Saints camp, of course, you'll want to use the hashtag Saints from most of the time. But every once in a while, look for something from NewOrleansSaints.com and our social media outlets that ask for the hashtag of Ask JD. At that time, you'll be asking your questions to my man here, John DeShazer, about the New Orleans Saints and training camp here from the Greenbrier. And, of course, from time to time, we'll hope to answer some of those for you in this very format. So are you ready to go, my friend?
We're ready. And let's be key here. We can't answer all of them. We'll answer some.
Okay. So the good ones rise to the top.
The great ones, yeah.
Okay. We'll start here with Kevin Finn. He's first up. And, John, Kevin is asking, who will be the starting kicker for the New Orleans Saints?
Well, Kevin, I think right now it's Shane Graham's job to lose, obviously. He's been in the league 14 years, was the hero of the playoff win in Philadelphia, the first road playoff victory in franchise history, made 4-4 field goals in that game. Right now it's his job to lose. However, you know, the kicker situation always in the NFL generally is pretty volatile. He's been with 8 teams in his career, so he understands the process. He's going to have to kick well here in training camp to hold off young Derek Dimke, but certainly right now the job is his to lose.
All right. Now, next up, Norman Gaines. He makes the cut here. Biggest question mark for the Saints. That's pretty broad.
Well, it's pretty broad, but I think I've got an answer here for you, Norman. I think the question mark will be whether the defense can duplicate its production from last year in terms of being a top five defense again. That's really something we're not accustomed to from the Saints since really the Dome Patrol days. However, last year jumping from the worst statistical defense in NFL history to a top five defense overall, a monumental, huge jump. So you want to see if they can continue that. Really, it's only a trend if you do it more than once. Let's see if the Saints can get a trend in that.
You've done this before, haven't you? This isn't new to you, is it? All right, Julia Love, NYC, tweets, what wide receivers make the 53, John?
Julia, she related to Kevin? Okay, the 53, let's see. Let's say I believe the Saints will probably keep about 5 receivers. I think that's what they kept last year. Okay, Marcus Colston is a lock. Brandon Cooks, the first-round draft pick, is a lock. Kenny Stills, last year's rookie sensation, is a lock. So that will leave 3 positions to be battled for between, to me, Robert Meacham. You also have Nick Toon and Joseph Morgan, who's returning from injury. Of those 3 guys, you would think Robert Meacham might be the safest bet. So that'll leave 2 guys battling for that one last position. That'll be Nick Toon and Joseph Morgan. Joe Morgan, again, coming back from that ACL injury. And Nick Toon last year had a great opportunity, but didn't necessarily capitalize on it. So I think it'll be between those 2 guys battling for that 5th position at wide receiver if the Saints are going to keep 5 and not go 6 deep.
It is late July. We'll see Andy Tanner, too, won't we, in camp?
Well, we'll see him in camp, but it's going to be difficult to make this team, man. That's a strong 6 to beat out.
No doubt. All right. Zach Arms tweets, Ask JD, will we see more 3 safety sets with the addition of Bird and the emergence of Bush?
Well, that's a very good question. And here's what could be the caveat in that. How is Victor Butler going to play? Because last year, the 3 safety sets really were kind of necessitated by injury. Victor Butler got injured last year. Will Smith got injured last year. So the Saints were extremely thin at linebacker, and defensive coordinator Rob Ryan said, you know what? We'll just put a best 11 on the field regardless of who they are. And he decided to go 3 safety. Now, can you do that again this year? Well, certainly you can, because you mentioned Jarris Bird is here, Raphael Bush played great, and of course Kenny Vaccaro is back. However, if Victor Butler comes in and steps in at that other outside linebacker position, that might negate some of that need for a 3 safety alignment. Of course, Rob Ryan likes it. It worked well last year, so I'm sure we haven't seen the end of it, but it might lessen the need for it.
All right, let's see who's next here. Elvin Cheney wants you to compare perhaps the defense that we'll see in 2014 to the one that enjoyed such success in 2009.
Well, Elvin, that's going to be a huge, huge jump for this defense to compare to that 2009 defense from this simple standpoint. That defense that won the Super Bowl, forced 39 turnovers that year, and scored 7 defensive touchdowns, 26 picks alone. Now, last year's defense, although it was great statistically in terms of yards, only forced 17 turnovers. That's one of the reasons Jarris Bird is here, because he's one of those guys. He's a ball hawk. He's got 22 interceptions in 5 seasons, so they hope he can force some more turnovers with this defense. But that would be the huge difference between those two defenses. Statistically, in terms of yards, this defense was actually better than that Super Bowl defense last year. But that defense got the ball back. They gave the offense extra opportunities. And that's where the huge gap comes. So, again, you want to have a Jarris Bird. You want to get some of these other guys to make some plays and get the football loose, which was one of the things that they were concerned about last year.
All right, you're on a roll, my man. I promise you. All right, one more today. How about that? Kenny Rittler wants to know more about young Brandon Coleman, who is an undrafted wide receiver.
Well, going to be difficult for him to make the final 53. We just talked about the wide receivers. However, here's one of the encouraging things for Mr. Brandon. The Saints kept 6 undrafted rookies last year, so you know you have an opportunity with this team. But making this team as a wide receiver right now, you know, we mentioned the 6. Sean mentioned Andy Tanner. There are others on this team. It's going to be extremely difficult. Maybe a practice squad candidate. We don't know exactly because, again, it's going to be difficult to make this team. How does he do on special teams? Because if he's going to make this team, it's going to have to be in addition to some of the things he can do on special teams. But making it, we're not exactly sure. Again, encouraging 6 undrafted rookies last year, but there might not be that many slots to make it this year.
Nice job.
I do what I can.
Yeah. All right. So the hashtag is AskJD. Keep your eye, of course, on the Saints Twitter feed for when we'll ask you next time to AskJD. And we'll see you here right next time on NewOrleansSaints.com.